The title of my message tonight, a message that I'm burning to share with you, is Sons and Daughters, Not Slaves. We are sons and daughters of the Most High God. We are not slaves. Say amen. Let me share with you, and I've had the honor and the privilege to share previously, but a few days ago, I had the honor to show some of the pastors where I grew up, under exactly which bridge I slept. I had the privilege to show them where God has brought me out from. Of, I'm not sure. Of, from. Yeah, of. Okay, donkey. Got English people here. They will help. I had the privilege to show them exactly the alleys. I showed them the river that I had to bathe myself in. Showed them the streets. I even remembered, and I shared it with them, the one store, the exact store. We stopped right in front of it. I said, this is where I always looked into the window and dreamt of having a pair of shoes. Eating out of dustbins. Yes, believe it or not, a pastor today, graced by God, stole bread. Yes, I was a wonderful center because I could grab a ball as quick as I could steal bread, you know. I must remember not to do that past 40. Ek kryk môre weer soos die Piet as ek weer so maak. Ou trek nou vinnig goed hierdie kant van 40. How I used to drink water out of people's hose pipes in their gardens, hearing people shouting through their windows, get out of my garden, who do you think is paying the water that you're drinking? At the age of 7, I was selling newspapers, hoping, wondering, is there more to life? What will I become one day? Is this it? Is this all it can be? Dropped off at an orphanage at the age of 3, put back into the care of my family at the age of 6, and 3 months after that, we fell back into poverty and slept on a sidewalk for almost 4 years of my life. Had to beg. I can still remember what it felt like standing on that traffic light selling newspapers, wondering how must it feel to sit inside the car and not be the one looking through the window, seeing people look down at you. I knew rejection, and I can share with you all the other details. But I've realized that we don't need all the details. We only need Jesus. We only need to share what Jesus did. And He takes care of the details. I knew rejection. I knew the streets. I knew what it felt like to be overlooked and neglected. Maybe someone is sitting here tonight feeling exactly the same, going through the same trials and tribulations. For many years, now at the age of 39, by the grace of God, I know. And by God, thank God for that. I've knew for a long time now. And I will keep on remembering myself what God has done every day of my life. But for many years, I carried an overwhelming question in my heart. Why am I alive? Why? Who am I? What am I doing here? What am I supposed to become? Is this all life is? For a long time, I carried a spirit of rejection. My own biological father said, I'm one of the greatest mistakes he made. Well, at least he said great. By the grace of God then, when we had that conversation, I already knew who I was in Christ. And I looked him in the eye very respectfully, because that's what the Bible teaches me. And I said, I love you. And I have a deep reverence for you. But I have to tell you this, you never created me. God created me. Your body might have been the vessel that brought me into this world, but God created me and I was no mistake. God says every child, the book of Psalms says, every child is a gift right from God's hand. Come on, tell your neighbor, say, you are a gift. You are a gift. Tell your neighbor you were created in the image of God. Come on. Come on. I mean, it's one thing to tell your neighbor you are a gift. It's a whole nother ballgame to tell your mother-in-law. You are a gift. I love you more. Liam Bloemfontein. Stay there. Come visit. No, we're actually going on holiday and she goes with. I'm one of the few guys in South Africa that takes his mother with. Yes, I do. I take my mother-in-law with. She pays. And, she does. And it makes the week feel like 3 weeks, you know. It's a long holiday. I carried a spirit of poverty. I carried a spirit of shame and a spirit of condemnation. But then, one day, believe me tonight, there will come a day. There will come a day. And that day is coming soon. Where our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will come back for His bride. And we will reign. And there will be no condemnation, no shame, no pain, no heartache. Amen. One day, I didn't lead myself to the Lord. Someone did. Thank God for someone that shared Jesus Christ with me. If there's a teacher in this place tonight, a school teacher, it was a teacher. Don't give up on your calling. I know education is not easy. I know it's not easy to train other people's children. I know it's tough. The system is not easy. But it was a teacher. It was a juffrou. A teacher. In a very small school. That the system placed us in for care. And she came to me day two. And she asked, Andries, do you know Jesus? And my reply was, are we going to write exams about this? When she turned 60, we actually shared that story. And her reply was, no. He wrote the exam on your behalf and you passed. And she led me to the Lord. That woman took me in to their family. And for 18 years, she brought me up as her own child. Loved me. Graced me. And took care of me, showed me the way of life. I encountered, when she led me to the Lord, I encountered a truth, an eternal truth that changed my entire life. Let's go Bible. This is not Andries 1 verse 1. Let's go Bible. Romans chapter 8 verse 15 to 17. So you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves, full stop. In CRC Val, we read the commas and the full stops and ek preek en uitroep tekens. Something my pastor taught me. Instead, say instead, you received God's Spirit when He adopted you as His own children, full stop. Now we call Him Abba Father. For His Spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children, full stop. Verse 17, and since we are His children, we are His heirs. In fact, just to state it clearly, in fact, together with Christ Jesus, we are heirs of God's glory. So let's go. 1 John chapter 3 verse 1. See how very much our Father loves us, comma. For He calls us His children, and that is what we are. I am not a slave. I am a child of the Most High God, saved by His grace, loved by His hand and His heart. I am an heir to the glory of my God. Say amen tonight. Amen. I'm not fearful. I am fearfully and wonderfully made, but I'm no slave. I'm no slave. The Spirit of God came and restored my identity to who He created me to be. Restored me. Not over a period of time. When God restores you, it's done. It's done. He restores you right there, right then. It's done. You don't then become a child of God When God lays his hands on you and he restores you to his glory, to the fullness of his glory, and it's done. Yes, healing might take time. It took time for healing. It took time for forgiveness. Oh, that takes time. Yes, sir. Takes time. Takes time to forgive. Take time to forgive. It's an olifant. I remember you of your trappers you've ever seen. It's an olifant. This is a gouden visie. Takes time to forgive. Because that's one thing Satan knows how to play. And I don't give him no credit. But he brings back all those memories so that we can go back to that unforgiveness, to that place of bitterness. And then again, many a times, we're on fire, we're on the roll, we're on the run for God. And then Satan has this way of just putting something on the table. Just one message out of your past again. Just one person that says something about what you did back in the day. And then we have to forgive again. But when God restores, it's immediate. It's for his glory. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave. And I have to tell myself that every single day. I am loved. I am blessed. I mean, some people say, oh, may God bless us. Bid reg, man. May God bless us. Genesis chapter 2 says, and God blessed us. And God made us to rise. God created us in his image. That was one of those Japanese ding. I am blessed. I am anointed. I am highly favored. I carry the Spirit of God. The same Spirit that rose Jesus from the grave lives in me. Not a spirit of poverty, of unforgiveness. We are not slaves to our past. We have to remind that. We are sons and daughters of the Most High God. Pastor taught me this. My identity in Christ will always exceed any identity or label the world wants to give me. My identity in Christ. Because what the world made me and what the world said I was an orphan. A lost and broken soul. A distorted person. A person of poverty, of sickness, of disease. But God said, you are mine. I called you by your name. Before the foundation of the world was laid, God had you in mind. God formed you in your mother's womb. He purposed you. Some of you grew up in environments marked by brokenness, marked by addiction, violence, compromise, fear, or emotional absence. All the things that I grew up with, those were the things I could name. Those were the fruits of my spirit back then. And the enemy whispers, that's your inheritance. He whispers that. Because that's the thing. He always tries and finds just one place that he can plant a seed. And whisper it in the night. When you deal with the things of your past, he whispers, that's your inheritance. I look at my father, and God bless his soul, but he struggled. He battled with a lot of things. And I looked at him, going through everything he did. And the devil said, that's who you will become. That's your inheritance. But the cross of Christ says otherwise. The cross of Christ says otherwise. Jesus died to separate us from our past and to set us apart for the glory of God. He took off all of what I was. He took it away. And he said, in this life, you will have trials and tribulations. Was it easier when I became a Christian? Was it even easier when I became a pastor? Yeah. But God is my God. And He loves me. And He has a purpose for me. The purpose of my life is to lead others to Christ. My life has a purpose. It's to serve God and to braai. I braai. I did it 4 days this week. I braaied. Had a phenomenal action night. You must try it a bit. It's nice. We'll have action night again next week. I needed a braai. No structures. You have action nights. You do not have to fight the battles of your previous generation. I don't have to face the same battle and fight the battles of my dad, of my grandfather, of his grandfather. You are not bound by someone else's past. It's not your inheritance. The blood of Christ broke every chain. The blood of Christ broke every shackle. The blood of Christ broke every stronghold that was ever upon my life, upon the previous generation. When my son was born, Ervi is now 10 years old. When he was born, and when my daughters, Aliyah and Riandri, was born, we went to the hospital. We laid our hands on those babies. Amen. And we broke by the authority of Christ. By the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, we broke every stronghold that we faced in previous generations. And we spoke life over their futures and over their creation. And we knew it is done. They are sealed with the blood of Christ. Satan can try and bring back the things of our past. He can try and bring back the things of my father, but it is done. Jesus Christ has healed us. He has saved us. He has restored us. He has redeemed us. And I am free. And my children is not enslaved. They are free. Who the Son sets free, He is free indeed. Amen. Now the clock is intimidating me. Let me get to it. You are invited into a new future designed by your heavenly Father. The first scripture that ever came to my heart, Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 to 14. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans of good and not of disaster, to give you a future and a hope. In those days when you pray, I will listen. Say amen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. Amen. I will be found by you, says the Lord. I will end your captivity and restore your fortunes. Oh, come on. Jump to your feet and give God praise. He will hear your cry. He will restore you. Come on, amen. But I might. He doesn't say I might. He says I will listen. And I will be found by you. And I will end your captivity. Come on, give God praise. Amen. But here's the thing. If you don't know what God thinks about you, you will struggle to step into what God has prepared for you. You have to know what God thinks about you. He says, I have a plan for you. A prosperous future. But understand me clearly. You have to make a decision. Whether you are going to stay in the world or step into what God has prepared for you. Your decision. You have to make it. I had to make a decision. I had to make a decision. I didn't get here without a decision. Life is all about decisions. I could have stayed an orphan. I could have stayed enslaved. I could have stayed an alcoholic. I made the decision. And whenever Satan wants to bring back everything from my past, I make the decision. I have decided. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. Praise the Lord. I have decided. You have to make the decision. I will no longer live under condemnation. I will not use my past as an excuse to delay my future, because it easily happens. We use the excuse of our past to delay our future. Oh, but you know what happened. Yes, I know what happened. Make up your mind. Choose Jesus and your future is set. Might not be an easy road, but it's set. You can either remain a prisoner of your past Or you can become the architect of your future. You decide whether you stay in the prison. You decide whether God is your God and the Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ is your Savior. You decide. God made us to grow. I thank God for my pastor because he has taught me to grow. He has stretched me into many directions. I mean, I stay like this because it's better to stretch. It's easier to stretch when you've got some stretching, you know. Ou stretch bietjie makliker. You know? Ek meen probeer nou daai man stretch. Hy's min om te vat. Yeah. Jy moet diep vat om aan by hom stretch plek te kry. I mean, you know, Peer Spies klim in die swembad uit, dan voel ek soos 'n strandotter. Kom ek agterna. Sal iemand net die rop voer asseblief? I love you, Pierre. We have to grow. Pastor taught me this. And I say it because my pastor taught me this. He taught me this. If you are the most important and the most intelligent person at the table, you are sitting at the wrong table. If you are the most important and the most intelligent person sitting at the table, you are at the wrong table. Who is your accountability? Who is your authority? To who do you submit to? And the world do not understand it because the world does not understand biblical principle. So, to our lovely TV audience, jump over to Facebook, go to YouTube, go wherever you can. But join us for the rest of the sermon. There's only a few seconds left. Bless you. Get connected to the church. Bye-bye. Yes. Yeah. I mean, when I grew up, we counted till 10, but it was, you know, it wasn't that fast. You know. Yeah. Who's your covering? Who are you listening to? I'm 39, but I shut up and I listen. I mean, my pastor. Level 6, ne? In a biggie. Yes. Dis gevaarlik hoe hy goed is. He submits. He's a spiritual leader of hundreds and thousands of people, of churches upon churches. But he submits. Something to learn. We've got something to learn. He submits. You have to position yourself, young people, listen. You have to position yourself at a table where there's people that fears God, that has a deep reverence for God, that loves God, that has gone through life, that can help you and guide you and teach you and stretch you and call you into accountability and sit you down and reprimand you when you need it. But people that will make you grow more into the image of Jesus Christ. Get a table. Men, get a table of lions. No lion sits with a bunch of wolves. You don't see a lion eat with a hyena. No, a lion fights a hyena for that food. And a hyena loses every time. Don't sit with hyenas. When you're an eagle, you don't eat with the budgies. You eat the budgies. You maak jou tande skoon met hulle kniekoppe. Men, get yourself seated at a table with other godly men. Not men that's godly on a Sunday and lost on a Wednesday. Men that stay, men that stand. Men that pray. Woman, you don't sit with gossipers. You sit with women that spends their time in prayer. When your child is sick, they will intercede. Amen. Get yourself at the right table. I thank God for my seat in this family of CRC. I thank God for my seat. Don't neglect your seat. Don't take your seat in this family for granted. Say amen. You keep your seat in the house of God. No one sits on my seat. I've marked my seat. Don't sit on my seat. It's my seat. I've prayed for the seat. Amen. When I stand up, you will see my ID number engraved there. That's how I sit. Ek sit dwars deur. Amen. Connect yourself to kingdom-minded people. Kingdom-minded people. People who wants to build the kingdom of God. People who is ready to build another church, to plant another home cell, to reach someone in another mall. Get with those people. What do we do with our friends that's lost? We infiltrate their worlds. We invade their space. And we take a hold of them and we lead them to Jesus Christ. I thank God for the people that has always directed me back to Jesus. Say amen tonight and thank God for someone that has spoke the word of Jesus to you. So in closing, when I studied theology, they said we are allowed to say in closing four times. I asked Pastor Andre when I started preaching, I said, Pastor Andre, you know, sorry for the Afrikaans, maar waaroor mag ons deesdae preek en waaroor mag ons nie preek? Toe sê Andre, jy kan preek waaroor jy wil, net nie oor 40 minute nie. You know? Check your watch, papa. So in closing, I might not know where you find yourself tonight. You might be one of those people that has came out of the darkness, that has seen the light. One of those people that has already ran after Jesus. You might be here tonight and you might be down and out. Someone invited you. You might be in a battle with your biological family, in a spiritual battle, in a war zone. You might be under a stronghold. You might be struggling with generational curses. I don't know. But what I can tell you is that tonight, the Father stands with open arms, not as a taskmaster, but as an Abba Father, not to enslave you, but to adopt you, not to condemn you, but to call you higher. That's who He is. Luke chapter 15, final scripture, verse 20 to 24, the prodigal son. While he was still a long way off, his father saw him coming. His father saw him coming, filled with love and compassion. He ran to his son, embraced him and kissed him. His son said to him, Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you, and I am no longer worthy being called your son. But his father said to the servants, quick, bring the finest robe in the house and put it on him. Get a ring for his finger and sandals for his feet and kill the calf we have been fattening. We must celebrate with a feast, for the son of mine was dead and has now returned to life. He was lost, but now he is found. So the party began. The Father is waiting for you to come back to him. With all your heartache, with all your brokenness, with all your sorrow, with the spirit that you might be carrying, God our Father is standing arms open wide with his eyes filled with grace and mercy, his love overwhelmed to receive you back tonight. Many of you find yourself in a place tonight where I once stood, lost, broken, uncertain, but the moment you return to God is the moment God restores you in that moment. I want to tell you tonight, if you're ready to be restored, if you're ready to receive your new identity in Jesus Christ, I want to ask you, get up where you are and run. Run like the prodigal son. Run like the father ran to his son. Run, run, come on. God's going to receive you tonight, and I can promise you, I can feel it, I know it. God's going to restore you, not tomorrow. God's going to restore you tonight. Come, young girl, come with all your pain, all your sorrow, all your heartache. Come, run, run, run. They're in Potchefstroom, run. They're in Kimberley, they're in Funnabale, they're in George, in Cape Town, in Durban, run. Leave your seat. Leave your past behind. Run. Run to the Father. Run. Run. Run to Jesus tonight. He's not going to restore you tomorrow. He's going to restore you tonight. Kom meneer. Kom meneer. Kom mevrouw. Run. Run. It's never too late. Oh, come on, run. It's never too late. Run. The Father is standing arms open wide. His promise is for you. His heart is for you. His restoration is for you. Come on, I feel it in my spirit. The Father is running tonight. Come on, run, 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 run. Come on, Potchefstroom, run. Come on, George, run. Come on, Bethlehem, run. Come on, Lady Brad, run. Bloemfontein, run. Bloemfontein, run. Johannesburg, run. Run to the Father, run to the Father. Run into your destiny. Run into the love. Run into the grace. Run, 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 run. I know what it's in my spirit. I know there's still someone that has to run tonight. Come on, young men. God standing arms open wide. Come on, run. Don't walk. Run. Run to the Father. Run to the Father. My whole heart, my whole life. Run. Run, 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 run. Come on, run. Don't allow for too long, for too long. There's still a stirring in my spirit. For too long, I allowed my pain to keep me in my seat. For too long, I allowed the shackles and the shame and the sickness and the lies of Satan to keep me there. The Bible says we are not promised of tomorrow. Tonight, tonight, I know it. There's still, he's a paar jong Afrikaner seuns. He's a paar sterk uitgegroeide Afrikaner mans. Dis tyd dat jy na Jesus toe hardloop vanaand. Come on, we're going to sing it one more time. Run, run, run. Come on, leave that seat and run. Run, run, run into your destiny. Run into the arms of Father. Too late, never too late to run. Come on, my dear girl. Come on, my dear girl. It's never too late to run. God's arms never close us. The gates of his kingdom never close us. What he did is he closed the gate to hell. For us, he closed the gate. The gate that allowed Satan. Come on, dear girl. Come on, we celebrate you. The best decision, the greatest decision. Come on. I might not know you. I don't know you from a bar of soap. But I thank God that you made this decision tonight. I'm not going to tell you that it's going to be easy. But I can tell you this. One day, you will step into the throne room of God. And God will say, listen. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Come into the joy of your master. That is our reward. That is our reward. I want to pray with you tonight. I want to ask you to lay your one hand on your heart and the other hand slip it up high to the heavens. And as we pray now, believers all over this place praying with us, Johannesburg, Bloemfontein, Potchefstroom, all over. Father, I pray now that you will place your lips tightly against their ears, and that you will speak life into them now. Let them feel your love, I pray now, Father. Restore them in this moment, we pray. As your anointing flows from your throne, wash them, cleanse them, You heal them now, never to be broken again. Never, never to be broken again. You restore them to the fullness of your glory. Pray with me every word, believing it, praying it out loud, making your declaration. Say, God, thank you for loving me just as I am. Thank you for loving me so much that you sent your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to this world to seek and save all who is lost. Jesus Christ, I believe that you are the only Son of God. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for dying upon that cross, that your blood was shed so that I will live. I believe that you rose on the third day. You are alive. You are seated at the right hand of God, where you rule and reign for eternity. Tonight, I declare that I receive you as my Lord and as my Savior. And my identity is restored tonight as your child. I love you with all my heart, all my soul, all my spirit, and all my strength. And I thank you for saving me. I'm no longer lost. I'm no longer broken. I am restored. I am your child. And to you be all the glory for the rest of my life. Holy Spirit, make me your dwelling place. I love you, God. Amen. Amen. Amen.